this is a huge sign that Nigeria is on the first step towards stability. In March, we had a Super Tuesday where the courts decided in a space of 48 hours on the validity of the elections of the president, the vice president, and then the third in line for succession, the Senate president. So in essence, if the courts had kicked them all out, we would have had a power vacuum and a constitutional crisis. So the fate of the Senate president is actually almost as decisive as the fate of the president and the vice president.
Senator Mark is third in line to the president under Nigeria's constitutional order of succession. How does yesterday's verdict affect the challenges by the ANPP's Muhammadu Buhari and the former vice president Atiku Abubakar of the Action Congress Party, who've been trying to unseat President Yar'Adua?
Well, it makes it more of the likelihood that the country will not plunge into constitutional crisis, because at least the question of who the successor will be in the event that an annulment of the election has been resolved. Now, if we had gone to a situation where the Senate president was not in place, it would be very difficult for the courts to remove the president and vice president, because it would be an open invitation to the military to come in and close a power vacuum. So in a sense, this has brought relief with regard to the succession of leadership.
Now, if President Yar'Adua were to lose his job in a legal battle, how would David Mark figure into the succession process? Would the vice president also have to step down?
Yes. The way the constitution works, the president and vice come in on the same ticket. So if the election of the president is invalidated, it would automatically pull the rug from under the feet of the vice president as well. Now, the constitution does not foresee a situation where both the president and the vice president would leave. The constitution does not address the situation where both of them are ruled out of office because of bad elections. So you see, we actually have a problem on our hands.
Well, the opposition ANPP had been hoping that Senator Mark would be forced into a rerun. What does yesterday's verdict mean for the opposition's chances of challenging President Yar'Adua?
Well, it's a tough one, because the briefs filed by the opposition challenging Yar'Adua had two different approaches. One party specifically asked that Yar'Adua should hand over to the Senate president, while the second party didn't make that request. It's clear that the legal strategies of both teams are different. They don't see an easy solution to this issue. So for the ANPP, this is probably a good development for them, because they had requested that the Senate president should take over. But for the AC, this is probably not the outcome that they wanted.
Now, the Senate has been enjoying a summer recess, but when it returns, will it have to face up to the reality of a new leadership structure? What changes do you expect it to face?
If Senator Mark had lost his case, the Senate would have been thrown into a frenzy with people trying to replace him. There are people in the Senate who want to be Senate president because they believe they'll be president in waiting if anything happens at the Supreme Court. And this is why Senator Mark's battle was a very tough one. It was a local senatorial seat, but it was nationalized.
I understand that the police in Benue State were prepared to contain any potential uprising ahead of this decision. Do you expect any violence to result from it?
It's very unlikely that there will be violence in Benue. The reason being that the backers of the opponents to Senator Mark were largely outside forces. So within the state, he does have a bit of support, and it's unlikely that there will be any much violence or unrest.
This legal challenge to Senator Mark's victory in Benue State was brought on by a coalition of civil society groups in Nigeria. How heavy an amount of discontent is this decision going to evoke among Nigerian voters nationally?
Well, it's an intriguing case. The facts are a bit confusing. However, I think it's safe to say that if you follow the rules of court, the tribunal below made lots of technical errors. Now, sadly for the Nigerian electorate, a lot of cases from the elections are going to be resolved on technicalities. So you'll find cases where there was more technical justice than substantial justice. There was a senator, for example, in the same Benue State whose election was voided, but he won on appeal because the papers were filed one day late. You know, there are cases like that that are very unfortunate and are going to be disillusioning to the electorate. That said, Senator Mark's case is not one of such cases, because from the reports I'm seeing from the verdict, it appears that the judges worked very hard on the case, and they actually looked at the case on the merit, and their conclusion was that the facts from those two local governments were sufficient to ensure that he won the elections. They refused to cancel the results from two local governments.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the complication of the legal process, because there have been several other challenges recently under Nigeria's political system. As many as 10 state governorships have been challenged, as recently as Monday, when the governor of Calabar State had his election annulled. He became the 10th such ruling governor unseated by a nationwide poll. And while most of these challenges have been resolved with the PDP winning, the challenges are still going on. What does this mean for the rule of law in Nigeria?
I probably should point out it's Cross River State. But the fact is that 1,260 cases were filed from last year's elections alone. So what you have in Nigeria now is the equivalent of a litigation insurgency against the last elections. And this is good and this is bad. It's good in the sense that instead of taking to the streets, the people are taking to the law courts. Now, it's bad only in the sense that it's overwhelming the judiciary and it's distracting from the business of governance. That said, if David Mark had lost this election, it would have been the biggest casualty since the elections began. Because you referred to the 10 states where governors were kicked out. Now, most of them have gone back for fresh elections and have been re-elected. But if he had been kicked out as a senator today, he would have lost the Senate presidency. He really wouldn't have had a chance to come back as Senate president, even if he won the elections. So this victory is actually very significant in that light. Now, what is interesting is Senator Mark's judgment was first decided 3 days before the presidential elections were decided. Now, his final appeal has been decided before the presidential elections will be decided finally. So in the fall of this year, hopefully, there will be a verdict on President Yar'Adua's own appeal.
Yes. Now, there have been reruns of gubernatorial elections so far in four states, and all of the challenges have been won by the PDP. Does the ruling party continue to have a distinct advantage in winning these legal challenges, and what does that say about its ability to maintain a national hold on power?
Well, you've had the expression that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing the same way every time and expecting a different result. Now, there are many people and many election observers who feel that until there is a systemic change in the electoral processes and in the operators of the electoral commission, that you will still have flawed elections. And that's why the question of reform is fundamental. The same people who conducted the flawed elections from last year are the same people who are conducting them now. And that has been a real sticky point. The hope is this. President Yar'Adua has said that he wants to see electoral reform happen in his time. Now, if Senator David Mark, as Senate President, will see through an agenda of constitutional and electoral reform, between the two of them, they have a chance to ensure that future elections are free and fair. But certainly right now it does look like the PDP, the ruling party, has merely just returned itself to office, even in the states where they lost.
The 2007 Benue State race involving Senator Mark was razor close. I believe 74,000 votes were being contested by the legal challenge. How effective an umpire has Nigeria's Electoral Commission been in trying to sort out the issues in this dispute?
Well, I think that INEC, the Electoral Commission, has been roundly and soundly condemned by electoral observers, by the local media, by observers local and international. So clearly, they are not the good guys in this story. Everything that they did is now subject to judicial review, which is evidence that they didn't do a great job. Now, the problem, though, is that you have the head of the Electoral Commission can only be removed by the National Assembly, and you have a situation where all the senators and all the Congress folks in Nigeria came to power through him, his institution. So if he hadn't done such a bad job, they wouldn't be in office now. So there's no real political will on their part to remove the Electoral Commissioner from his position.
Now, is the tribunal position related to the INEC position?
No. There are two primary bodies that handle election-related matters in Nigeria. The INEC, the Electoral Commission, conducts the elections, but the tribunals review the elections judicially. So they are a judicial review of the activities of INEC in the election phase.
And what part are they going to be playing in future determinations of this challenge to President Yar'Adua?
Well, what has happened is the tribunals are going to listen to 1,260 cases, and then a number of those cases will then go on further appeal to the Court of Appeal and the Supreme Court. So you're looking at potentially 2,500 cases that are being litigated across the country. We're going to see lots of absurd verdicts emerging from this whole process. Just to give you a quick illustration, we had a state in northern Nigeria where the tribunal ruled that the governor was not properly elected, not properly nominated, and so the tribunal removed the governor and the deputy governor, but asked them to go back for a rerun. And the question is, if he was not eligible to be elected, why should he be qualified to go for a rerun? So we've had a good experience as far as the rule of law is concerned. It's been resolved not by machetes, but by lawyers in wigs and gowns and with textbooks. But you also have some absurdities emerging from the process. And unfortunately, it's costing Nigerian taxpayers a lot of money to resolve